this is Joe Berger. I listen to Ron Amatron, Creation Light Shift Healing.
Okay, everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here to have another wonderful program. And we're going to talk tonight about alien shapeshifters, and are they in you? So we can start that off in a little bit here. We'll have callers tonight, so it'll be interesting to see what comes forward on some of the call-ins that we'd like to connect here. So let's see if Carrie's on here. Anybody wants to call in and maybe they already know about shapeshifters and maybe they have some inside of their bodies feeling kind of weird. And then when they get released, all of a sudden you feel better. What also happens is that these shapeshifters will come forward momentarily for a split second. You might see somebody's eyes change. You might see a tail on them. You might see all kinds of weird stuff, thinking that you're in a strange place, wondering why you're seeing it, and all of a sudden the person looks normal. And I have seen that on some of the people on TV off and on. So can't mention names. That wouldn't be fair. So anyway, Terry, are you out there?
I am. I'm out here, yes, and welcome everybody to Wednesday night on BBS. So as Ron mentioned, we're taking callers tonight. So the first number to give out, there's a toll-free number for everyone in the U.S. and Canada, and that's 888-815-9756 or area code 530-413-4522. And we have quite a few people on the fast chat, so welcome to all of you. And anyone who perhaps is new to the show, if you have any questions, you can just click on that BBS fast chat link that's just above the play buttons on the BBS website on the page there, and type in your questions, and we'll get to as many of those as we can. So do you want to do any general clearings, Ron, before we dive into shapeshifters?
Yeah, let's do the Mind of Heart Drop.
Okay.
So if you're new to the program, this is why you want to do this. You want to have your spirit be connected with you in your heart. Remember, you have to, since we have a brain, we'll say, or just use the word mind, the brain might be completely different. It has memories in the brain, but let's just use the mind energy. That's the thoughts inside of your head. And a lot of times we have mind loop programs, you know, this is why you beat yourself up all the time. So you want to get out of that. And that's all darkness energy. So when we drop down into the heart, you have to command your spirit to connect to those repetitive thought patterns that we have and go into our heart. And then you're at peace. This is the whole process. So we can eliminate the meditation very easily this way because you can be in your heart in 20 seconds. So here we go. So if you're a meditator and you've been trying to get this way for years, just know just doing this here will bring you to that. Then you won't go out of your body looking for stuff. I heard a beep, so let's just do the mind of heart drop first. So here we go. So stronger, 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 stronger. There we go. The energy is now is changing a little bit. You might feel it around you. Then we'll do the mind of heart drop. Stronger, stronger, stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. Now into the mind of heart drop. So on a count from 10 to 1 backwards. So 1. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, I'm going forward, 9 and 10, very interesting. So let's connect again here. We're connecting your spirit this way, it looks like. Some people might be pretty far out there. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now we're connected. Now we're going to drop down from 10 to 1. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, you should be very peaceful now. And we have a caller on, so is there a caller out there?
Hi, Rod, it's Ed.
Hi, Ed, how are you tonight?
Hi, Ed.
Hi. I'm good. I had you're talking about the theme of the show generally is the shapeshifters, but you were saying stuff inside your body, so I thought this might apply. I don't know. I was hoping you could tell me about it. I was having an experience while waking up the other day that was just fascinating to me. And I was in a viewpoint of being outside my body, looking at the front of my body. But I wasn't looking at the body. I was looking at the actual inside, like the wiring, the plumbing. And I don't mean the physical stuff. I mean the stuff that is behind the physical, that's all the biomechanical things that we use to create our human bodies and the systems and all the programming, basically. And it was fascinating because I was waking up and I was actually watching my body go through the process of waking up, like what happens. And the first thing I noticed was that as I was waking up, I could see a gray, like on a computer where they don't want you to see a menu item, it'll be grayed out. It was like that, where everything else was in color, but this rectangle, which was about the size of a paperback book, was over my power chakra, which is the stomach chakra. And as I was waking up, that gray book, the gray box, book-sized box, rectangle, it was a square rectangle, you know, thinner than it was taller or wide, just like the same size as a book, basically. As I woke up, I watched it move out of my solar plexus chakra up into my heart area. And I'd read...
Oh, man, I lost you, Ed. You still there?
We're going down inside of ourselves. We're coming out of our solar plexus up into the heart. And this is the funny part, is that as this square rectangle, as it came back up and sat over the heart in the middle of the chest, if you've ever seen a Disney cartoon where there's a clock on the dresser and it's got arms and legs and a little face and, you know, it jumps around and it rings and all that, well, a cartoon clock joined with the grayed out rectangle as it came up into my heart center. This clock was like overlaid on it. So I figured that represented, okay, we're going to start time for you again. So here's your time program. We're inserting that onto the box. Now, after those two things, I was coming more and more conscious as this happened, but I could still see it. And as that happened, I noticed that I had three, to me, they look like suction cups with hoses on them, but I imagine that might be what you would call a cord. But there was three things attached to me that, because I was waking up, were taken off of me. In other words, they became disconnected. One was on my right temple, one was on my left temple, and the other one was on my neck on the left side. And as I woke up, these things were unplugged. It was like somebody was using me while I was sleeping to suck energy or something out of me, spirit out of me, whatever. Now, what I'm calling about is, okay, this could be all going on, but what is the gray box? Because I couldn't see it. It was the only thing that wasn't in color. And I was thinking maybe it was some sort of a retractor screen where spirit mirrors back to itself, this, you know, is trapped in this creation, basically trapped in a gray box and being used to power this whole thing. So what do you think?
Yeah, boy. I'm trying to figure out kind of what's going on there. Maybe that was the way your spirit was presented to you coming back in again with that box going over to your heart. And maybe that was the time programs brought into the spirit, also into the body, to live in time here, as your spirit may have left you when you're sleeping, which happens for most people. Very interesting to have that awareness. So
yeah,
I don't know what else to say. You may have actually brought back the, you know, the inside of your spirit watching your body and then coming into it, you know, seeing that. Very interesting.
Well, what I was thinking was, could we come up with some kind of clearing to remove these boxes from around everyone's spirit?
Ed, did you say you were in it, or you were looking at it over your body?
I was right in front of my body, just looking straight across at the inside of it. In other words, I had a point of awareness that was not the body. Of course, when I woke up, it was back right in the center of the body again.
Right.
But this was just in that transition period, that process transition. So I was thinking if we could clear the boxes that everyone has when they go to sleep and then comes back up in the heart, that box must be some part of trap that the spirit is kept in or habituated to, and also the a clearing also for the three suction cup, like, I don't know, they were like big mechanical arms or worms or tentacles or whatever they were, that are applied to us as we sleep to suck energy out of us. Might this be a new area we could work on?
Yeah, let me, I'll see how that fits in to what I'll be doing next here, you know. I'll take notes of that, Ed.
Okay.
If that does any resonance here, but, you know, what we're going to be doing in the near future here.
Okay,
yeah.
I just didn't like the feeling of the box. I knew it was artificial. I knew someone had done this to me, and I knew it was unnatural.
Yeah, okay. I got it.
Okay, that's it. I just wanted to thank you again for all you do and just tell you about that.
Okay.
Thank you, Ed. Interesting experience, for sure.
So, let's do a shapeshifter release from people here.
Okay.
So, most people don't think they have one or hundreds. We'll just say one. So, let's release one that is programming you for an addiction. Remember, entities do this too, but so can shapeshifters. So here we go. And you might actually feel yourself growling on the inside as they get released. So here we go. Let's think of an addiction that you might have and just see if you have a reaction as this thing leaves you. So I'll count to 10. One, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I'm yawning. Oh, boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. how you feel now. Remember, your body will tell you what's kind of going on. You know, it's very sad that our physical body has to not only live for us, but be used by all these other energies as a host. So it's when you realize what your body does daily, man, I sure really wouldn't want to be a physical body here. But anyway, back to you, Carrie.
Let's
see if we have any comments, and we do have callers today. So that's a shapeshifter coming out.
Yeah, I had a good old yawn. When you first ever did that, I remember you saying it was after one of your New York trips, and you had cleared shapeshifters, I think it was from people in the expo, and maybe you had had some private sessions with people, and you were thinking that we all had about 20 or so in us at that point. I don't know if that's changed now, but I remember you saying that. Before we get any further into shapeshifters, I just want to read what Lorna is saying about Ed's coming back from sleep experience. She's just saying that she's noticed stuff like that when up in quarantine, I assume on like the 8-hour calls and so forth on the lightship, Ron. So that's kind of interesting. She's seen that kind of thing up there. So, okay, so shapeshifters. So since we haven't talked about this, I don't think, in any depth in many months, Can you just describe? I think you originally described a little bit about what they look like and what they're doing with us, Ron. Why they're in our bodies? What they're, you know, how they're affecting us? Can you talk a little more about that?
Yeah, a shapeshifter is actually an alien, and they come into our body, and they live with us. We normally don't see them, but once in a while they want to kind of come to the forefront. So we'll say that they're in the back seat of the bus. You never look past, you know, the first couple of seats, but they're like on maybe the 20th seat on the bus in the far back. And they're just coming along for the ride, doing what they do here, using you somehow. Then they want to come up and be in the driver's seat sometimes. And that's when you actually spot them. And, you know, if you look at somebody. Normally, you know, most people would probably be in denial that they have a shapeshifter because they wouldn't want to think that they have some alien inside of their body sharing their space. So we'll just talk about other people. So typically, if you look at somebody and one of their eyes looks like a squished grape or like a cat's eye, and the other one looks normal, then you know that something else is looking at you. And once in a while, the eyes will change completely. You might see scales on the person. You might see a silhouette around them of a different life form, maybe horns, tail, a long nose, maybe teeth sticking out, you know, a big snout. And they appear different ways. You might see spiders, big arms and legs on somebody. And that's kind of, you know, the way they look. There's all different types of life form. It might look like a praying mantis in you, or in someone else, I should say. And so they don't always come forward, but they do live in us to experience life here. Why? I don't know. But they're here. So let's take away shapeshifter waste products, okay?
Oh.
Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so I guess the first question, you probably are feeling a little different now with getting this energy out of you, the waste products. I guess one question would be, well, if they're in me and they're not really physical, they're more energetic, are they causing me any harm? Well, me being your spirit, possibly. Me being your body. Yeah, your body probably doesn't like these things hanging on to the inside of it. Remember, these things can give you the waste products and poison, and they can die in you, too. This is why we have the 8-hour calls, but I don't normally call these shapeshifters. I call them the energetic parasitic life forms, okay? So next question would be, well, if they're in me, what are they doing here? Why do they want to be here? Well, we have heard about different people on this planet who are reptilian. And they look human, but they have a reptilian agenda or a reptilian life form in them. That would be a shapeshifter. So why are they here? Well, I would imagine that the shapeshifter is becoming more conscious with the mind energy in the person to allow them to think a certain way according to what their agenda is. So I'll just kind of leave it at that. That seems to be pretty straightforward for everybody. So, you know, is all of them bad? Well, they shouldn't be here. No alien should be on this planet. The ones that are causing, you know, harm, which would be taking away your free choice, free will. So for that, they should not be here. Okay. The next thing is... we had a question up here, I think it was about robotics. Did you get that one, Carrie?
Oops, sorry, yes. I saw
something about robotic and...
G was asking about the difference between shapeshifters and someone who is possessed, and then I think there was a second question from G, which I'm not finding...
Oh, okay. Okay, I'll just kind of talk about that. So,
I found it.
Echo Mr. Hyde will say that would be a shapeshifter. People, you know, there's movies on this here where people turn into something else. Okay. I don't know the name of the movies, but there's quite a few out where that one gentleman all of a sudden has these claws coming out of him or like knives out of his hands and stuff. So that would be, in a sense, a shapeshifter. So difference between, so are they going to possess you? Well, in a sense, yes, but normally when you're possessed, it would be more like an emotional body taking you over. Okay. Somebody who lived here. I don't think the shapeshifters, come into a lot of people that way, but the ones that would come in would be much more, detrimental for society as they were to come in, especially a person who's in power and a shapeshifter were to come into them, probably because they got them there automatically. Yeah, Edward Scissorhands, possibly. Yeah, that might be something like a shapeshifter in a sense. I just can't think of that one movie. All of a sudden the guy's normal and these things come popping out of his hands. But anyway, and he's able to jump and hop around, you know, through the air and stuff. Now, so basically, the entities cause our problems, typically. Shapeshifters may come into more prominent people to control us, okay? So we may not, the regular peon may not have shapeshifters that much because you're not going to be able to control that many people. The next thing is the question, I think, was about... robotics and clones. So yeah, a clone body would be a body that would take on the attributes of a physical human, and they could take maybe a bunch of DNA from different humans and make a clone out of it by doing genetic manipulation and altering the DNA to get this wonderful-looking person. And they could make many of them or just one of those, and the clone would come up here. But they don't have any spirit energy from source energy. They just have the energy in the body just to live here. Now, a robotic energy, robotic person, that type of person will be typically human, and they will have robotic parts in them. In fact, most of you listening will have dark side robotic parts in your body if you went to a healer and asked to have a healing done on you. Then the dark side takes you and they put in a robotic body part into you that's not of the light, and you may get healed. So that could be another process here. And unfortunately, that gets kind of scary, but that's what happens. So the robotic-type people, mechanical people, and when I do these clearings with robotics, most people actually feel better because they get the program off of them that's controlling them. But you can have robotic parts in you. This will be probably the new age human being clone and robotic in their movement. So what we're going to do, just as an experiment here, I'll just do some robotic releases here, robotic program releases, and you're going to notice that it may take you a third of a second or something like that to get used to what you're doing, because you have to go back into your body program to figure out what to do next here. Remember, the robotic programs are much like the clone programs, and they're self-learning. They're probably more sophisticated, because that's probably the next evolution above clones would be the robotic type of people. And they will look human, too. So here we go, and they can bleed also. But they do have the counterpart of them energetically of robotic parts. So we're going to do a robotic clearing here. X-Men, that's it. The Wolverine, yeah, that's it. That's the movie. Thank you, whoever put that up there. I didn't see the name, but thank you. That's the movie series, I guess. So here we go, X-Men. So robotic programs that we may have. So we're going to work on your, I always do shoulders and elbows, wrists, and fingers. So we'll do that now. And you're going to see if you feel different afterwards. So here we go. I'll count to 10 to release it out of all these here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we have some beeps on callers, so we'll get that in a second here, people. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So just see how your arms and fingers are working now. Typically, if you had a program on you to control you, you're going to feel a little bit lighter. So let's go to the callers or caller. Anybody out there?
Yes, I'm Larry. Hi, Ron. Hi, Sari.
Hi, Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Hi. So I just had a few questions. The first one was, when people stop trying to get things to be a certain way, isn't that when healing comes about?
Okay, when people want something, okay, so when you're using your will or force of will, by someone else,
when people stop trying to get things to be a certain way, when they stop trying to do that, isn't that when healing seems to come about?
Well, with your spirit, well, yeah, when you take the energy off on it, because the energy is preventing you from having the healing. So that would be correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
As you concentrate so much on it, then you have a problem with that healing, because you're probably in fear of it. And you're not into, I hate to use the word oneness, because it's not the same way that I'm talking about it, but you have to become your reality in order to have a healing. So you want to become and own where you are with the situation. This is why you have emotional clearings and stuff, why we have them, because at that point, these energies are eliminated from you, but you're actually still coming into oneness with them because you're no longer resisting them. So the light ship takes them away. So.
Okay. So then I had a comment, Ron, that there's a program on TV. I won't mention the name of it. I'll just make up a false name. But it's like the Jerry Potter Show. And they have a, it's like the reptilian group. They get together. They try to improve the condition. They're not life forms, but they look like reptilian people trying to improve the condition. Can we get a healing for a shapeshifter consciousness?
Okay. So let's do that. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. So this is taking away the information brought to you by a shapeshifter that is giving you a certain mindset, a way to respond to life here, okay? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. There we go. Okay. Thank you, Larry.
Thank you, Ron.
Another movie, I think, was The Fifth Element by Bruce Willis. So, Willis, you might check that out also, everybody. And then They Live, which is an older movie showing different things here. Okay, so I was going to do a clearing here. Anybody else on the line? Okay. I'm going to do a clearing for robotic parts in people. And if I can slowly cut back on the timeline crashing that I've been working on and going out there doing stuff, I'm going to put this clearing up. So this is for people who have had a, say, dark side practitioner, or you went to church and prayed for a healing and you got your healing, but you don't have a part of light in you, a body part. Okay, maybe you had an achy knuckle by hitting it someplace, and you prayed to have some healing done to it, and all of a sudden it got healed, and you just blessed God, thank God for having it done or whatever, or you went to a practitioner. Well, you could have a robotic part in you made of non-light. Okay, so here we go, everybody. Just think of something that you had that was healed by you connecting to a group of people, maybe a prayer circle, or by going to a different practitioner where they did something. Maybe you actually paid a person, you know, one of these witches or somebody to do a spell to take stuff off of you, and maybe that helped you. But regardless, you get hooked up and sometimes you get these robotic parts of non-light put into your body. So what we're going to do now is replace that. So you need to think of something that you have, and we're going to do that now. So it's up to you to do this. I'll bring the energy in. Your spirit's going to help do that here. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, we're taking out that robotic part now. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And next we're going to bring in from the light ship a part of you that should be created from light initially. And we're going to bring that and reinsert that into the location of your imitation robotic part. Here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okay. So if somebody wants to call in and describe what they've experienced, that'd be great. You could give a different name if you wish, or just come on the fast chat. So I think we have some questions here, Carrie. So what do you have there?
Yeah, a little ways back, Amy was asking about, I'm not looking at it right now, so I'm paraphrasing a little, but she was talking about shapeshifters messing around with time and asking about a timeline crash for shapeshifters where you do the stretching of the timeline also.
Okay, here we go. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, boy, and 10. Holy cow. One, two, oh boy, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, next question. See how that feels for everybody there.
So Ben is asking, does shapeshifter DNA take over our bodies when we have shapeshifters?
That's a good question. I don't perceive them coming into, I don't see you using their DNA. Seeing that coming forth from them. So you're not blending with them. Because if you did use their DNA and it came into you, you would become them. And so I think that they take over the life form of you. And maybe their energy is so much stronger. But that is a very good, interesting question, because people do change, like you see in the movies, their reality, and they look different. But I don't know. I would first say right now, for this show, I would say I don't think they do that, okay? That could change later on as I investigate more of that. But right now, it looks like water and oil, okay?
Good.
Very good question.
Okay, so Rhonda is asking whether some split personality disorders might be from shapeshifters.
Let's see here. Might be the same answer. They would almost have to be really close to being human to do that. Okay? Because I think they their energy is so far separated from us as a different life form that it would be hard for them to do that, okay? It would be kind of like you having a consciousness of a butterfly or like a dog. I know that people can shift into those as a shapeshifter, but that means that they're already a shapeshifter, and the shapeshifter then may have taken on a human body life form, okay? So that's probably how I could have answered the question earlier. So the shapeshifter would probably come here as, say, a lizard, okay? And then they replicated a physical body here to look human. So they're really a shapeshifter completely, but they took on the illusion working with the time energy, so they look like they are a human. But they're really another alien of a different life form being here. So as far as them changing over, the person would have to be a shapeshifter first, that life form, to cloak into a human, you know, appearance, okay? So I don't know if those personalities actually can switch over. That's what I was kind of mentioning before. So hopefully that adds more clarity for it. So, you know, if you are dating a shapeshifter, we'll say, and you know about that, you may not want to do that any longer because, or you live with one, because it might be kind of dangerous for you. You may want to run, don't walk, but that's kind of your choice, you know, as you're looking out there for people, because they will have a different energy in their body. Remember, the body will tell you what kind of person this is. If their body energy feels goofy, not humanoid or human, then you know that they're not from here. That's your clue. You have to check body energies. And, you know, if you're not able to do that, then you'd better probably ask some friends what they think of maybe who you're going out with or dating or whatever to find out if that person is human or not. Because they can look human. They could be, you know, an artificial clone, or they could be a shapeshifter also. Remember, these are different energies. A clone is just a copy of a human, but it won't be a shapeshifter. It's going to be a cloned alien body, but it won't be a shapeshifter. They're completely different. A shapeshifter has an agenda. A clone just walks around here just doing things, okay? It's kind of like a worker bee in a sense. A shapeshifter has agenda. So that's how you would define the two. Robotic person is typically somebody from the future that is a hybrid that would have robotic energetic parts in them along with a physical human body, okay? So some of those people may have some of those talents. A lot of the people that I have seen going back from, and I'm not saying that this person is that, but when Michael Jackson first did the moonwalk and stuff, and now a lot of people after him are doing those type of robotic movements, you know, maybe the people after him got hooked up more to robotics. And maybe, you know, you're looking at a long time ago, okay, when he started doing that, and people copied his dance movements. So I'll let you kind of have that conclusion, but that is more of a robotic type of movement that's very kind of rigid and precise timing. So anyway, that's up to you to kind of discern that. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so the comments, we have a few comments about the shapeshifter timeline crash, and Amy, who had requested that, is saying, thank you, Ron, that is very in-depth, wow, and she says it feels like it was going way back in time also. She's wondering if that was the case. Do your timeline crashes go in both directions?
What your spirit chose to help release out of you.
Oh, I see.
Whenever I do these sample clearings, I'm just bringing the energy forward, and it's up to your spirit to find maybe the most detrimental point in your evolution of your body to release this, okay? Unless I specify a given date and time, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Or date and year or something.
So
okay, back
Everett,
to you, Carrie.
Everett is saying that his left ear was hurting slightly when you were doing that in the eardrum area after that clearing, but it's better now. I had a little of that too, Everett. I was yawning quite a bit too. That was a strong one. So Corey is asking, why do aliens change form in us? You were saying that they come as reptilian, lizardy ones, these shapeshifters originally.
Okay. Number one, that remember, the alien races that brought people here, like I mentioned on many shows, gave us all the same basic anatomy, but they changed our heads, okay? So, you know, most men look like the same when they're undressed, hypothetically, and so do women, okay? And our internal anatomy is very similar, you know, males and females. So what the basic difference is our heads. So that's different races wanting us to look differently and different skin coloring and maybe different types of hair. So these are all humans. So a regular shapeshifter that wants to integrate with humans probably would not come here, okay? We do see some alien movies, and we've seen that even on Star Wars, you know, where people are talking, getting together, you know, and other programs that I don't know the names of, but we have seen aliens kind of coming here on programs where they interface with humans and talk with us and stuff. So, but the main thing is like, if you were to walk down the street and an alien appeared to you as a lion standing up walking and started having a conversation with you, you would probably at first wonder what the hell's happening because it's not a human, okay, looking, or maybe some weird-looking thing appears and is talking with you. You'd probably naturally run and not walk away, you know. So normally these aliens need to come into a life form that looks like the norm here, which would be us. And that's how they come in here. So that's kind of, I hope I answered that question. Yeah, some of these things, you know, do smell when you release them. You might have an odor in your room. Sometimes they take up a lot of space inside of our body. When they're released, you feel thinner. So, you know, that's just the way it is. But they're here because they have an agenda. And that's basically it. The robotic people have an agenda too, because they're probably more in the future coming back here, and because they're a genetic type of programmed person. So they're part human, or basically all human, we'll say, but they do have energetics from another time in the future. So it's a different type of thing. It's not really a shapeshifter. It would be a robotic person. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So Truth is asking why our spirits would allow these shapeshifters into us, I think is what she means, or he means.
Well, your spirit is not powerful enough to kick them out, number one. Number two is... because of all the judgment in your body and the DNA, that's how they come in also. So the whole bottom line is the human race here, you know, turned away from source energy and turned into judgment, turned into mind, and the mind energy is how they come in. That's the bottom line. So it's not that, you know, why can't my spirit stop these? No, it can't stop them because the body is already corrupted. It's been corrupted for a long time. Plus, it's created by aliens. So right away, there's a problem with that. So, you know, if you can get your body completely cleared out of the alien programs and implants that was brought here for the very first lifetime that these humans were brought here, that we call humans now, that look like you, if we can get rid of those implants and the programs out of the DNA, then you have a chance. But that's next to impossible. To do that. So it's not that your spirit can help you that much, because it can't. All you can do is get more of you back in here, and that can help somewhat, but it's not going to necessarily, you know, be the end all of all this stuff, because your body is so corrupted. That's why we have clearings, to get rid of this corruption. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so Ben is asking... is a clone more of a program then, and shapeshifters, are they a conscious light of the darkness being?
Okay, is a clone...
more of a program.
A clone is a programmed humanoid, okay? It's a fabricated-looking human body, not created from light, okay? So it's like a replica of a human, okay? And they look identical to humans. So that's what's going to be here on this planet is clones. Those are going to be the worker bees here. And they don't have any real emotions. So, or what they do have might just be very, very limited. And from there, they'll be doing the work here on the surface. So they run by a program controlled by, say, the underground or the aliens controlling that clone. So that's that answer. The next one is, let's see.
Shapeshifters,
conscious light of the darkness. Yeah, I would say, yeah, that not necessarily light of the darkness, because that would be the, I would say that would not be light of the darkness. Light of the darkness is what you're learning here, or understanding how to get out of. So that's all the New Age teachings, okay, and the alien channelings and all this stuff. That's the light of the darkness, okay. The actual true darkness energies, these wouldn't even come into the light of the darkness because they're pure dark, and that's what comes in here. So that would not be light. Posing of light, giving you information. They're just pure darkness beings coming into your space.
And so I guess Ben is asking if they're conscious beings.
Oh, yeah, they're very conscious. Oh, yeah. They have an agenda to harm and they control humanity here.
Okay, so for them and for clones, the other main difference is that they don't have a spirit, correct?
Both don't have a spirit, no, not of the light, no.
Okay.
A clone is a replica of a human. A shapeshifter is an alien that does not even look human.
Okay.
Look alien, pure alien, okay?
Sorry.
Okay, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so Rhonda is just asking, if you do the I Increase My Life Force Energy exercise, would that have any effect in keeping them out?
It'll bring more spirit to you. So, in a sense, that could help. They're not necessarily going to want to have light because they don't live in light. They're afraid of light. So they're not going to want to have light brought to them. That's why they're in the back seat of the bus, okay? So as you increase your life force energy more, like I said, as you get more spirit energy, these things will tend to not bother you as much, okay? So remember, you're still in the pot of stew here, which is darkness. So are you going to be in the middle of the pot of stew? Are you in the bottom where the flame is on, where it's very hot? Or are you on the very top where you can come out once in a while? But you're still in stew. It's still covering you, okay? So that's kind of where we are.
All right.
She's the lady with the long tongue. Okay. Was a movie. Yeah, that would be a shapeshifter probably coming into a body that looks human. Uh-huh. I didn't see it, but that's kind of what I'm picking up, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you see that changing all the time. So back to you, Carrie.
So Bonnie is asking, do shapeshifters ever choose to get a spirit from the real light?
Probably hardly ever, because they're from too much darkness. They probably would not typically understand what it is, and they'd be afraid to give up their life form. Now, a clone will typically, as it lives here, looking human, you know, just like maybe if you look at somebody tomorrow on the street and they look human too, a clone will have programs in it. The programs may all of a sudden come to a certain point in the learning curve to where they may want to become human. They may have that understanding. That's what we're going to be doing is doing clearings to bring clones into the light so they can have their body made from light. You know, the cloned alien part from wherever they're created, maybe in the basement underground or wherever they're brought in as an experiment, can have a spirit in the body and also the body made of spirit energy too, of light, so they can be light and light.
All right. So Truth has another question. How can the spirit be powerful enough to heal, I think this is heal your body, but not powerful enough to protect you without judging what's going on in the body.
Okay. The problem is that the spirits that are here have been brainwashed and locked into the forced reincarnation and controlled by aliens since the get-go. So your spirit is not very powerful, okay? So that's the only answer that I have. If your spirits were powerful, you would only have one lifetime here, okay? So some people think that they're spirits from source energy, which is correct, and being from source energy that they have all the talents of source energy with them. Well, a lot of that's been stripped out of your spirit. And this is why you don't have that link, especially to your twin flame energy in your home base. So you have problems. But all that you have here that's left, whatever your spirit is, however trashed it is, you know, is all you have to go by. That's all that you have. Like the earth spirit is like about 43%. The remainder of it is probably out there in the dark side universe being sliced and diced and chopped up, you know, in a wearing blender, you know. And that's why it hasn't increased much, because the light ship has not found it. It's scattered throughout the universe of darkness. And at some point, when ascension time comes, the light ship will probably have to actually just terminate that energy from that and then recreate the earth spirit over again. And that may be happening to you too, possibly. I don't know, but that's kind of what is happening here. Otherwise, if the earth spirit was at 100%, it would be powerful enough to get rid of these energies. But as of this point, the body of the spirit, will say, which is the planet itself, is corrupted by aliens, and all the vortexes, people praying, bringing in aliens here, worshiping aliens, going to churches, doing channeling to the aliens, everything like that, you know, special event days coming up, you know, where you do worldwide meditations and things like this, all you're doing is harming the earth spirit more and more and more. And you cannot bring in light. Light's already here. You have to get rid of the aliens so light will shine through and not bring in more negativity here and darkness. So that's kind of the problem that we have here. And, you know, humanity, people living here, is the problem. Remember that the problem that we're dealing with, the answer is in the question. Why do we have problems here? Why do we have aliens here? It's because the people are bringing in aliens. Just look at everybody channeling, shining their flashlights up in the sky, looking for spaceships and doing this and that, being abducted, losing your keys, all this stuff that we talk about. It's all very negative stuff. So you want to run, don't walk, and you will be better off. And, you know, they do give good lip service, but they don't have anything on the plate. So I guess that's probably the end of our show. Our next program will be on Friday, and we have our Q&A afterwards. We're on Station 2 Friday. So I'll say blessings to all of you. It starts at 7 o'clock, same time as this program today. And after that, we have a one-hour Q&A on a conference line call. So I'll say blessings to all of you. Thank you, Carrie. And
thank
we'll
you,
see you
Ron.
Later, everybody. Stay in your
Thanks,
heart
everyone.
Center. Don't go outside of yourself.